as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind being bent and rambling, to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board the Vision and I set off with the will, and I quickly came to anchor at the cross of Spancel Hill. Enchanted with the novelty, delighted with the scene, when in my early childhood I oftentimes have been, I thought I heard a murmur, methinks I hear it still. 'Tis that little stream of water at the cross of Spancel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters in crowds assemble there. The young and the old, the brave and the bold, came there to sport and kill. There was a curious combination at the fair of Spancel Hill. Well, I went to see my neighbours to hear what they might say, and the old ones were all dead and gone, and the young ones turning green. I met Beau Taylor quickly, he is hale and hearty still. Sure, he always made my breeches when I lived in Spancel Hill. Well, I paid a flying visit to my first and early love. She's purer than the lilies and gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, saying, "Johnny, I love you still." Oh, she's ne'er the farmer's daughter and the flower of Spancel Hill. I asked her for a kiss, as in the days of yore. Hey, "Johnny, you're only joking, as many the time before. I thought I heard a rooster crow, 'twas a factory whistle shrill. I awoke in California, far, far from Spancel Hill. And when the vision faded, sure the tears came to my eyes, till I hoped to see that little spot once more before I die. May the King of joyous angels his blessings ever spill on that masterpiece of nature, the cross of Spancel Hill."